Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Bly is here. Robert W. Bly is the name on his books. Bob has been a member of our Brain Trust for coming up on 16 years. He is the copywriter of all copywriters. He's the galactic guru of copywriting. He's the author of so many books on marketing and doing business online. Everyone turns to him. The Digital Marketing Handbook is one of his Bibles. Foolproof Marketing, that's one of the original ones. And as I say, we've been learning from him for a long time. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have you back, Bob. So, videos, you know, I have been talking to people about videos, about any kind, just any kind of media to put up on your website and your social media. And you know, you and I have talked about in the past, it's important to, even if you just do it with your smartphone. Something, and when I first started talking about it, it was a real pain to add something like that to your website because, you know, in those days, websites were sort of like etched in granite, right? And you were held hostage to the developers. But now, these newer websites, you got control. You can do a video and in about 8.5 minutes have it up on the website. And so there's no reason not to do videos these days, is there?
I totally agree, and
that's right. And the kids, I mean, they live on YouTube, right? The young people.
Yeah. I mean, 5 billion videos are watched daily on YouTube.
5 billion. Wow. On just YouTube. That didn't count. There's several others.
Just
Vimeo
YouTube.
And others. Yeah. Yeah.
Just YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit, I turn to them too myself. I mean, I get fly fishing reports and lessons and things like that. It's one of my hobbies, and I go there and learn from people who've been around. If I want to, you know, learn how to make it, I go there all the time. All the time, but I go there fairly often. But the thing is we're not promoting YouTube. We're saying that your whatever winds up on YouTube probably began on somebody's website, right?
Sometimes, I mean, a lot of videos today are made just exclusively for people's website or to host at other non-YouTube platforms.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of the YouTube video on YouTube is either reposted from there, repurposed, or it's shortened and put on YouTube. It'll often appear on multiple platforms.
Well, the reason I pointed that out is, the reason I said it that way, is I've been saying for a long time, and I know you have too, that your website is no longer, should think of it any longer as a destination. Because once people know about you, they're not necessarily going to come back to your website. All they want to know is what's new. Because they already know what's on your website. They just want to know what's new. So your website is no longer, is less of a destination now and more of a distribution center. And part of that distribution to me is a new video.
I would agree. Part of the distribution, not the whole of it, but part of it, is new videos.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to let people know what's new is your blog, and there are others.
Right, of course. But you can distribute your video on your blog, right? which I consider to be part of your website. Some people only have blogs. So, all right, what else do we need to know about videos?
Well, the most interesting thing to me these days is that most conversation that I have about videos is people asking me, Bob, do you write these videos that I find online that incredibly go on for 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes? And I answer yes. And they go, if so, why? Who the heck would watch that? And the answer to that is very important because it speaks to the broader issue.
So these are people who have said some of your videos are they don't know why that you make them so long?
Well, for my clients. I write a lot of long videos for my clients. Mm-hmm. And people say to me, do you write those long videos? I say, yes. And they go, why would anyone do that? I don't watch them. And I'm interested in that because it speaks to the broader issue again of but how is marketing advertising judged? And that's a micro example. Yeah. Well, no, it's not attention span. It's basically people will say, why do they make them so long? I don't watch them. And the first principle is the first axiom is you don't judge marketing by personal preference or subjective opinion. You judge it by results. And as you know, and you've said many times on your show, everything digital can be metered and measured. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to guess at what's working. Mm-hmm. People say, no one watches us. We actually know whether they're working, and B, whether they're selling, and C, how much they are. Mm-hmm. So there's no need to guess at digital marketing as there was in the 60s when it was mainly mostly branding advertising on those days, all print or broadcast channels.
Close your eyes and throw darts. And the old saying, I'm still trying to remember the guy. You'll know his name when I say it. He said, I know that half of my advertising is working. I just don't know which half.
John Wanamaker.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's right. Well, all right, so as we go, we got about a minute before we go to a break. What's the last thing you want to say about videos on this segment?
What's interesting is that if you want the people you want who will watch a long video are buyers. People who won't watch it are not your buyers. So why would you care if they watch it anyway?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But is there an advantage to taking a 20-minute video and breaking it into three shorter videos about the same thing, but maybe with just a variation on the theme?
The answer to your question is what are you marketing, and what is your objective? Mm-hmm. If you're trying to, let's say, sell, I'll give an example, a dietary supplement for arthritis pain.
Mm-hmm.
Experience tells us that a long single video will outperform a regular text sales letter or HTML sales letter on the same page, the same copy, and will outperform multiple videos on YouTube or anywhere else.
Interesting. Very interesting. Folks, he's got the goods. He knows what he's talking about, so I would listen. Bob, Bly.com, right? BLY.com. That's your website.
Yep.
Pretty simple. Check it out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later, 20 after. Right back with Bob Bly. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.